With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The missiles continue to fly into Ukraine. It's led to a loss of life and is also tearing down the country's energy supply, which appears to be one of Moscow's main goals, as Lawrence Brooks reports.
Russian shelling of frontline villages in eastern Ukraine has killed four people. Meanwhile, rescuers in the city of Dnipro have been digging through rubble after a Russian attack ripped through a nine-story residential building, leaving one person dead. The attacks came as Russia continues to stretch out Ukrainian forces in several areas along the 1,000-kilometer front. Moscow has stepped up airstrikes in a bid to drain Ukraine's resources, often targeting energy facilities and other vital infrastructure. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNews.com, Virginia's Republican leaders wholeheartedly embraced former President Trump at a rally yesterday in Chesapeake, Virginia.
Did anybody last night watch a thing called the debate? That was a big one. But as you saw on television last night, we had a big victory against a man that really is looking to destroy our country. He's the worst. He's the most corrupt, the most incompetent president in the history of our country.
Fact checks were prevalent during and after the Biden-Trump debate, but not for real-time viewers.
Those with an interest can find several exhaustive independent fact checks of claims made by Joe Biden and Donald Trump during their televised debate Thursday night. But there was nothing for the estimated 50 million people who watched the event in real time. That prompted some criticism of CNN and moderators Jake Tapper and Dana Bush. But CNN said ahead of time that it wanted its moderators to be questioners, not umpires, and pronounced itself satisfied with the network's performance on Friday. Ron Taylor reporting.
And this is SRN News. Would you consider yourself to be a domestic extremist? Michael Harrington explains why.
Are you religious? Did you vote for Donald Trump? Have you ever served in the military? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are liable to be a homegrown terrorist. According to the Biden administration, documents obtained by America First Legal reveal that an advisory board to the Department of Homeland Security listed religious faith and those other characteristics as indicators of extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite a campaign by liberal clergymen and never-Trump Republicans, evangelicals remain committed to the former president as their best candidate with the election drawing near. According to an AP vote cast, about 8 in 10 white evangelical Christian voters are planning to vote for Donald Trump in November. White evangelicals made up about 20% of the overall electorate in 2020. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge shows price pressures easing up a bit. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
The Commerce Department report showed that consumer prices were flat from April to May. Compared to last year, prices rose 2.6% last month. That's slightly less than in April. If you leave out volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation rose just 0.1% from April to May and 2.6% from last year.
That is Shelley Adler reporting. Former White House spokesman Sean Spicer has produced a new documentary on the hardcore Trump fans who line up for days just to get a front row seat at his rallies.
When you see some of these guys getting to the 80th or 90th rally, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what is it that motivates you? But they really love what Trump is articulating.
Spicer spoke this week about his new film, Trump's Front Row Joes, with the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News.